Under the proviso, you are easily contactable should you be required. Is this agreeable? No. Criminy, no. None of this was agreeable, or sensible, or... She could not make head nor tail of any of this. Miss Parks? Bewildered, she saw no other recourse but to agree. She nodded. It seemed to her the tension with which he held himself relaxed, slightly. Excellent. You will tell Dobson what is required for a long-term stay. He will arrange to have anything you require brought from your lodgings. How long was she expected to remain? She couldn't stay indefinitely. She had commitments in London, not to mention a need to collect her wages each week. She had no arrangement in place to send the portion of her earnings to her parents, and she would not speak of such things to Lord Beecham. Silence again. Her tongue seemed tied, and she could not unravel it for the life of her. She wanted to speak of their letters, to ask if he were their author, but that steady, dispassionate stare forbade such a familiar question. It could not be him. He could not have written those letters. Surely he would say something. Surely, if he had, their acquaintance would not have started with a decree and a complete disregard of her opinion. And he hadn't answered her last letter, hadn't said whether he wished their correspondence to continue. Oh, Lord, he hadn't said. The smallest twitch to his expression, and she wondered if he wanted to say something. Would he speak now of their correspondence? Would he smile and become Edward? He said nothing. Disappointment burned through her. She ducked her head and hoped he wouldn't notice the sheen to her eyes. You should rest. A tray will be brought to your room. He straightened his back, his posture rigid. You may go. She nodded again. Clutching her bag, she started toward the door. Finally, remembering the manners her mother had taught her, she turned and curtsied. Good night, Your Grace. Something, again, flickered in his dark, dark eye. Good night, Miss Parks.